A new state law allows cooking with wood, even when winter smog makes northern Utah's air unhealthy. Now new scientific data shows that wood burning turns out to be a bigger part of the problem than anyone realized. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
The state's air quality board hadn't asked a governor to veto a bill in a decade until HB 65. Lawmakers had passed it so state regulators wouldn't restrict barbecuing and other cooking with wood.
Well, air quality, the environment is a big deal for me. And
that was Governor Gary Herbert during a recent KUED Channel 7 news conference. He was sympathizing with the air quality board, but also defending the positive steps made in this year's legislative session.
But I would want to remind everybody, one, the legislature really controls the laws. It's not rules and regulations, it's the legislation.
Herbert avoided a legislative override vote by signing the bill last week. Then new research this week showed that wood smoke pollution is a big part of the winter smog problem, often bigger than industrial sources like the refineries straddling the Salt Lake County line. Researchers found wood burning made up an average of 16% of the particulate pollution in the Salt Lake Valley. In Utah County, it was 21% on average, seven times as much as all of that county's industrial sources.
It turns out that adds up to a bunch of pollutions.
Matt Pacenza leads the environmental group Heal Utah, which also pressed the governor to stop HB 65.
So now the really hard question is, how do you limit that?
It's an important question, too. That's because Utah faces a federal deadline to cut pollution within 2 years, and wood-burning limits have proven effective in other cities with winter smog, like Fairbanks, Alaska. Researchers in Utah's Division of Air Quality did the study with money lawmakers provided 2 years ago, just after Herbert scrapped plans for a winter-long ban on all wood burning in high-pollution counties. Judy Fays, KUER News.